Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Brian Lowe, and it's Friday here at Gillette Stadium, about a week into training camp, and this is the time of year where maybe some guys are taking some nicks and bruises, the pads come on, the intensity rises, but hey, that's what happens this time of year.
One week in, like you said, one week away from the first preseason game, right, which is incredible, so yeah. You know, for every Julian Edelman that we see on the field like we did Thursday coming off PUP, you've got Jermaine Cunningham and Rozai Dowling, right, who missed Thursday's practice. You've got an issue at right guard. Marcus Cannon, Dan Connolly, both were not fully involved in practice. You know, Aaron Dobson missed a day. For the most part, I think this team is relatively healthy. They've really had, you know, 83, 84 guys out there most days. But you're starting to see this point where there's some maintenance at different positions, right, and see who's available. Now, you know, I mentioned Cunningham and Rozai Dowling. Those guys can't afford to miss practices.
I know it.
Now, they're on the roster bubble, so we'll see how it goes these next few days.
I believe we did talk about that a few weeks ago in our position battles, so just keeping an eye on that. But definitely a good sign, though, seeing Julian Edelman back, Aaron Dobson. But let's talk about some guys that we're going to have our eyes on today, some players that maybe we haven't talked too much about or seen a whole lot of. Who do you want to keep a close eye on today?
Michael Jenkins is a guy who I'm kind of focusing on today and through the next week. We saw Donald Jones and Lavelle Hawkins already cut a couple of the veteran receivers that they brought in. Good signs to me for the rookie receivers, the younger guys, the unheralded guys. So to me, I'm questioning with Jenkins, is he still around because he's had a really good camp, or is he still around because they still want a little bit of a veteran presence? That's kind of the question for me. Has he stood out in camp? No, I wouldn't say that. I think he's been steady. But I'm going to keep a close eye on him because now that he's sort of the last man standing among those veterans, and I put Amendola in a different category, I'm really curious to see what kind of contributions he can make in this next week in the games. Does he have a legitimate chance to stick and be, you know, he's tall, he's got different size than some other guys they've had in the past. Does he have a chance to stick? I'm going to keep a close eye on Michael Jenkins.
Well, I'm going to go with the defense here. I think the obvious one, Jamie Collins, the Patriots' first pick in the draft this year, someone who hasn't really stood out so far yet in practice, but from everybody we've talked to, from Dante Hightower to Pepper Johnson, they all just rave about his athleticism, his versatility, how well he fits in with the linebacker group. And you know what? For some reason, he hasn't stood out to me so far, but that doesn't at all concern me. I'm not too worried about that. I would just like to see him maybe break out of his shell a little bit more, show everybody what he can do, show the fans what he can do. So I'll have my eye on him today.
It's still very early for a rookie for us to make judgments, but I'm going to be fascinated to see how they use him in a game.
Right.
Is he rushing the passer? Is he lined up with Jerod Mayo and Dante Hightower? Where's Brandon Spikes in that mix?
Right.
I think there's a lot of possibilities, a lot of potential with Collins.
And I feel like, you know, this time last year, Dante Hightower already had a huge presence out here on the field, and I just feel like you haven't had that same vibe yet from Jamie Collins, but I think he's kind of a quiet, more subtle guy, so we'll see how the next couple of days go. And of course, you know, practice on Friday, again Saturday, maybe have a day off on Sunday, but then next week it's off to Philly.
It's off to Philly, and that's when it really gets
the
high intensity, the playing and practicing against another team. And once they start getting games, there's a game every week, you know, really the competition picks up, and we'll start to get a sense of what this team is all about.
And you know they've got to look forward to maybe going up against some other guys, hitting some other guys in pads.
No doubt.
It'll be a good day here, but that'll wrap it up for Brian and myself. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.